WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll rising and the number of people missing from Texas flooding up as well.
At least 173 people now unaccounted for. At least 110 deaths are confirmed, many of them children. 27 girls and counselors were killed at Camp Mystic along the Guadalupe River. Five campers and a counselor still missing.
ABC's Lena Moyes, parts of Ruidoso, New Mexico, devastated by recent wildfires, more prone to flooding there. Three people lost their lives in flash flooding on Tuesday. Officials say a tentative deal has been struck between 9,000 union workers in the city of Philadelphia. The union not getting as much money as they'd have liked. The deal still must be ratified, but it will eventually mean trash will start getting picked up again in Philly. Russia firing a record 728 drones and 13 crews and ballistic missiles into Ukraine overnight. Ukraine says it was able to shoot down nearly 300 of the drones. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Police Department is actively searching for a carjacking suspect who reportedly stole a Prevea Health shuttle van. 46-year-old Geraldine Soto of Kashina allegedly approached a Prevea Health employee with a large knife and told him to exit the van, a 2022 dark gray Chrysler Pacifica. Police believe Soto drove the van outside of the Green Bay area. Soto is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone who sees the van is asked to call 911 immediately and to not approach her or the vehicle. Football season's not that far away, and the Green Bay Packers are looking for seasonal employees with walk-in job fairs in July. The first is today from 4 until 6 p.m. See the story on our website for other days and times. The Packers are looking to fill roles in guest services and security. The job fairs will be held in the Johnsonville Tailgate Village on the east side of Lambeau Field. Applicants must be at least 16 years old, and those applying for game day roles must be available for all home games, potential playoff games, and other Lambeau events. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its monthly report for May showing a drop in home sales and increase in home prices from the same time last year. According to the report, home sales through the first 5 months of 2025 fell by 2.5% compared to the same period last year. The median home price also rose by nearly 7% to $315,000. While the number of existing homes for sale dropped by 1.5%, the total number of listings rose by 8.5%, with over 22,000 homes on the market. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers and the Dodgers, Game 3 today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Dodgers are wrapping up their series. The Brewers winning again last night 3-1. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski throwing fastballs over 100 miles an hour. What was it like facing the Miz for the first time? Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We hadn't seen him before, and the stuff's really good. The fastball's pretty special, and, you know, it's hard to find silver lining when a guy strikes out 12 guys.
The game televised nationally on TBS. Announcer Brian Anderson interviewing manager Pat Murphy live during the game when he let out a swear word over the air by accident.
Murph, thanks for spending some time with us. We got to get your thoughts, what you've seen so far from your flamethrower, Jacob Mizorowski. Pretty elite stuff here as Mysterio sends one to left. Call
get out of here.
It's D. It's caught at the wall.
Yeah, it looks like you get it off the end a little bit.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 78. And then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celly Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold, and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Got a text here. We're talking about greatest guy in showbiz, Todd, is moving on to a different career. And I just want to read it one more time. He submitted his resignation. They've accepted it. Todd has given his heart, his soul, his voice to Green Bay and the Fox Valley, not to mention the Civic Media News Talk Radio Network as the brand voice for 2.5 years. His passion for local radio is without question impressive. And like we're talking about, we're not the same. We're a threesome, and we're not the same without Todd. No disrespect to Convoy back there, who all he's thinking about is he shot a 53 yesterday at Crystal Springs. He's all excited about that. Would you shoot? And be honest, if you golf by yourself, you got to be honest.
I played 18.
Okay.
I shot 100. So
that's good.
That's not bad.
Well, it's not bad at all. I've never broken 100 in my life.
I've done it a couple times now, so I'm trying to keep doing it. But
that's cool.
I had a couple rough holes.
Well, everybody does.
A couple snowmans, a couple eights on the card.
Well, you can't put a bigger number
tough
on, right?
That.
Eight's the highest number you can put in those little squares.
Well, on par fives, you can put a 10 if you want.
No. I'm a firm believer two digits don't belong in a golf course. I got this. I think if we're talking about famous trios, the most obvious correlation between you, the mayor, and Todd would be the original Ghostbusters. Todd, obviously, is Bengler, the brains and steadying force of the bunch. John would have to be Venkman, the Bill Murray character, and by default would have to assign Jim to Stans, the Dan Aykroyd character. We're with Christine Schutze. NEW Zoological Society, New Animals and Feast with the Beasts. What is going on? It's always good to see you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I will tell you that I'm very disappointed to hear that Todd has left. He was a great guy to work with.
The best.
We had fun.
Nobody better.
No, so I'm very...
Nobody better in history.
Very sad news this morning.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for him, though.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, we've talked about Louis and everything. And I did this thing right.
You are stuck on Louis.
Yeah,
Louis is gone, you know, John. Louis is gone.
You know why? Louis hooking up.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Louis getting around. It's like,
So, Christy, the new zoo,
yes.
is growing. You have new displays. We'll touch on a couple things. That Feast with the Beast, which is great. Is that sold out or are there tickets? How are you guys doing with that?
Oh, wait a minute. No. We got to talk about something she talked about as soon as she walked in the door. First words out of her mouth
about the price of this thing. The pontoon boat.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening in the lobby. Yes, I just paid $225 for a full day pontoon boat out of Pops Resort. So
where is it?
Where?
Just west of Crivets.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Brand new boat.
Nice.
Yeah. They have maybe a dozen of them for rent. So,
wow.
Yeah, doesn't 800 seem really expensive?
It did. I think that's even higher than Door County. So I was surprised. But, you know, if you were comfortable paying that, then that's what matters.
Right. Isn't that true?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's move on.
Got this one from Dale. That seems pricey. What else does Dale say there? Is there any news on the development of lights dock downtown as they have signs in the park? Are there signs in the park? So you mean Light Park?
Yeah, he means Light Park.
Okay.
I have that's not a zoo question, so I have no idea.
But there's, I don't know exactly what he's asking for.
There's an Ignite market coming up there, I think.
Yes. No, but you can dock there. I don't know what his question is.
I think it means, can you dock there?
Yeah. At Light Park? You can't overnight. I mean, transient.
But I would always love, oh, that's cute. I would always love to sleep on a boat. I've never slept on a boat. I would love to sleep on a boat. Do you have a boat?
We have a fishing boat.
Can I sleep on it?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. One time. Who's your little friend here?
Well, one of the fun things that has recently happened at the zoo is we've had some babies.
Oh.
So babies are always just a highlight of the zoo, both for staff, for keepers, and for guests to come and see the new animals. So what do you think this guy is?
Yeah,
I bring props now because the first day, you guys had no clue what a red panda was.
Right.
So I now bring the animals with me so you
know. I have no idea what that is.
That's a sloth. Is that a sloth?
No, it's not a sloth.
Oh, you know what? Because of the hands, I was going to guess that too.
It's got marsupials.
It's a cotton top tamarin.
Oh, that's my second guess.
All right.
That was your second guess?
Yeah.
Good.
Where are they from? Got to be like Australia or someplace. Right?
It's Madagascar area.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. They're, I think
a cotton top what?
Tamarin.
Tamarin. I've never heard of a tamarin.
Yeah.
But it's from the sloth family.
No, it's from the
it is, because look at its marsupials.
It's from the monkey.
It's marsupials. That's how you tell.
Here's all the stats on very northern part of South America is where their actual...
Okay, cotton top.
I think I got that
tamarin, or the more proper term that I always call it, a Sagnuus opidius.
Yes.
Yes.
Sagnuus.
That's like when the Roadrunner, they always put in parentheses.
Length 8 to 10 inches, weight up to 1.5 pounds. Omnivorous, insects, fruit, plants, nectar. Yeah, really small. It's almost like the size of what you brought in there.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and the baby is probably about 3 inches long. It is the cutest little thing.
And how many babies do they have? Like they have
so
a billion
they
of
can
them?
Have one to probably three.
Oh, okay.
This time we just had one. So, but there's a really cool story behind this
There's only 6,000 in the entire world.
They're very endangered.
Wow.
Yep. There's a really cool story behind this one. The father, actually, we lost to age and some heart issues after the female got pregnant. So the males play a big part in helping raise the young. So we very quickly found a male cotton top tamarin at another AZA accredited zoo and got it here so that by the time the female gave birth to this baby, there was a male to help her raise it.
Really? He stepped in, huh?
He did step in. He is doing wonderful. His name is Gio, and he is...
Yo, Gio, how you doing? Gio. Hey, hooking up with this single mom.
That's fantastic. That's nice of Gio to do that.
I'm taking care of the kid on the side. You know what I mean?
I kind
of
knew.
How you doing that? Hey, it's okay. You know what I mean? I mean, the mom, she's still kind of hot, so stick around for a while. See how it works, you know?
Okay, just saying.
John. Sorry. We have a cotton top tamarin, and then we had some more babies. Let's try you guys on this one.
That is a white tiger.
That's totally it. Yeah.
That's like a Siberian tiger.
The Simba.
Wrong.
It's a lynx, a Canada lynx. Wow. Okay.
Yes. So we have two new baby male Canada lynx. They were just named, I think, yesterday or the day before, Ranger and Cruz. They are came out looking like little baby kittens. And as they grow, now they're starting to get those little ear tufts. And so two more really cute little babies that you can see at the zoo.
What did you name before we move on from the carrot top? What did you name him?
He hasn't been named yet.
Okay, is there a contest?
We could come up with a name. Can we do that?
We could help.
I'm not sure if we're doing a contest for him or not.
We are.
We're kind of good at that.
Our listeners are phenomenal at that.
You wait.
Well, they certainly can make some suggestions. The keepers get to name their animals, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I don't want to make promises that I can't keep, but the listeners can absolutely certainly. How about They send in recommendations, and if we use one, we will give them a prize.
Outstanding.
Free pass to the
Zoo for Life.
No,
we don't have lifetime passes. Feast with the Beast passes?
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
let's do that. That's a fun event. That is an awesome event.
Okay. So for Cotton Top Tamarin, we need a name for the new baby.
And did you hold a picture of him, her up? And that is only 1.5 pound little.
This is like life size, right?
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
Very close.
And you can just Google it, but it's from, what is it, the northern part of South America?
Very northern part of South America, yeah. Okay.
All right. Colombia.
And there's only 6,000 of them, so maybe you want to tie that in, like.
Very endangered, yeah.
Right.
You know, these
really the mission of what we do at a zoo.
Is it a boy or girl?
We don't know yet. We have not gotten hands on.
Okay.
These lynx have been spotted in the UP over the years.
I would believe that.
Coming down from
Canada. Yeah.
Yep.
I would name it, if it's a boy, Endangered Eddie.
Endangered Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, that's. You know, that's like, what's the game show? Conway.
Yeah.
What's the game show where it's like, you know, Family Feud, where somebody says something really dumb and everybody's like, you bet. Yeah. Survey says.
I thought he would say Jim. So, Eddie, that's a little different.
It's endangered. You want to get the message out about it. So, anyway. Okay. All right.
Endangered Eddie. Okay. that poor guy. That's going to be tough for him.
He's going to be a mama's
not
boy.
Not a lot of street cred with that one.
No.
Yeah. So, babies. Babies are always great at zoos. People love to see babies. We love to see babies. Brings in guests.
Yes.
Really helps us with our conservation mission and message. So,
all right, cool.
It's great that we have a couple new babies right now.
What else? You had something else just born out there recently, didn't you? Was it giraffes or something? Or no. I thought there was something else big that you guys had born.
No, we've been waiting for a baby for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
now let me ask you this: so when you get the new things like that, okay? Uh-huh. Are they automatically then going to be in that zoo for life?
No.
Okay.
No, I think we've touched on that in some of my previous visits. So. Once we get their DNA, all of those genetics go into an AZA database for that animal.
Okay.
And then if there is a zoo that needs, for instance, a male to mate with a female, AZA, there's a person in charge of each species across the country at other AZA zoos. For instance, our director kind of leads the whooping crane species conservation. So if somebody needs a female whooping crane to mate with a male to help produce offspring to continue that species, they will then look into that database, see who has matching DNA, and then that animal will get shipped to pair with the other animal.
Wow.
So it's about science. We don't have animals we don't have babies just to have babies. You have to have a breeding recommendation in order to even let your animals mate and
keep
become
the propagating
pregnant.
Going on, huh?
Yep. So
is that the right word? Propagating?
Well, sometimes,
pretty close. Okay.
So for the new lion that we just got, and that might be what you're talking about. We got a new female lion recently.
That must be it.
She was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And she came specifically now to pair with
the news.
Specifically now to pair with our male lion because we lost our female.
Okay.
So the zoo
I'm not a fan of that, really.
Well,
because, you know, like, forcing, you know. It's
we
like,
don't like arranged marriages.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, how you doing? Hey, this is Sally, this is Susie, this is Heather.
As long as they have a prenuptial.
Let me talk to them all.
Yeah, they have prenups.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay, so let's say somebody calls our zoo and said, I want a whooping crane female. Mm-hmm. Do we have to say yes because you're in this association? And then secondly, can you set a price and who pays for that?
So we don't sell animals.
No, I'm talking about renting them out. Like
we don't
them
rent
out.
Animals. So as part of the AZA, being an accredited zoo, that's really the number one thing that we do is we're trying to conserve the species. So that is our mission of trying to find other whooping cranes that could mate, that can then have offspring to continue this population. But we want those offspring to you know, we don't want a sister and a brother to lay an egg. We want
Nugani. Do you Just, I was sort of, who, okay, I would, we'll get back to that. I just want to know a little bit about, I think that's a great idea, by the way. I want to learn a little bit more about
it. Do you know that loons only mate with that same other female loon, and then if she dies or something, they'll never mate again?
You know what I know? I know that you're loony.
All right. There you go. That's true.
Christine, because you
boom, boom. Right, yeah. Right back to back.
The Beast, back after this.
Getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga. If you have half a brain. If you'd like making love at midnight. In the dunes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The new animals feast with the beast, NEW Zoological Society. You're just showing me a picture of some wildlife near and dear to you where you were sleeping.
That was at my cottage, yeah.
Wow. Right on your porch, right outside your door.
Yep.
That is a big, healthy black bear.
Yep.
That could break in. Right?
You know, I'm sure it could. It has the strength to break in, right. But... the bears up in that North Woods area, so our cottage is in Mountain, Crivets up that way.
Yeah.
They're really just looking for an easy treat, bird seed. That's what he was on our deck for. He's never come up there before, but they're just looking for bird seed, those types of things. Well, I heard him come on our deck, so I heard a bang, and so I got up, and there was a bear standing there. So I yelled to my husband, Scott, there's a bear on our deck, and so I grabbed a couple photos really quick, and then he started going for another bird feeder, so my husband started banging on our sliding door, and he kind of looked at us like, I'm busy.
How much do you think he weighed?
That thing. I don't know.
What'd your husband think? Over 300?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Really? Well,
yeah, then we had a littler one that started coming every night. I think a little guy that probably mom kicked out just recently. And he actually scaled a pole. I nicknamed him Circus Bear. So
wow,
there you go. Yeah.
That's one thing with the bird feeders, and they'll keep coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back.
Yep. And we've had that cottage 6 years, and this is the first time we've had a problem. So
wow,
live and learn.
I love that area around Mountain.
Yeah,
love that area.
Beautiful.
You ever ran into any pine snakes up there?
Yes,
I ran into a big pine snake up there one time fishing.
We had one in our driveway. My husband said we were selling the cottage, but luckily we still have it.
It's amazing how big those things are. I thought it was a rattlesnake. I really did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they rattle.
They do.
They rattle.
They do. And then the dry leaves and stuff like that. I was fishing, and I was sitting on the bank of the, I'm trying to think what river it is. Up in
Oconto?
South Branch.
So that's where our cottage is, on the South Branch of the Oconto River.
I love that area so much. And I was sitting on the shore, on the bank, and just whatever. And I heard this rustling behind me. I thought it was squirrels right in the leaves. And I turned, and I almost just like bleeped myself.
Oh, man.
Because that thing was right behind me. And it was rattling just like a rattlesnake. Yep. And it looked just like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't have rattlesnakes up here, do we?
We do in the very southwestern part of Wisconsin.
Timber rattlers.
Yes.
Yeah, up in the one area.
Makes sense, yeah.
Until the timber rattlers are nothing to mess with, though. I mean, they are a vicious rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if anybody's ever really seen one. Have you?
I have not, but I do know people that have, yeah.
Have they really, huh?
We used to, when I used to work at Booble's Nature Preserve a few years ago, we had a very healthy population of fox snakes.
Oh, really?
Very healthy. Like, you could see 10, 15 in one day.
No.
And people used to come there specifically because they were snake, aficionados, and they would show us pictures and tell us about the rattlers that they saw down. Kind of like the Devil's Lake and even farther west than that.
Okay.
So,
wow.
That would be it for me.
I'm with Scott.
I would be up there. But I will say this about Mountain. We were in Mountain. I don't know why, but all I remember was they had awesome fireworks for a little community. I just couldn't believe the show they put on up there. And
they have a great Memorial Day parade too that we go to. Really thanking, the veterans and
those small communities.
They have a thing at that park there, don't they? Like a big cookout thing with booyah and everything. Yeah, I've been to that. Yeah.
Small community. I mean, you just wonder, like, when you retire, do you want to like live there all year, or is it just a great place to go? You know what I mean? Like, I really think about
it. We spend as much time up there as we can.
Do you guys fish the South Branch?
Well, that's in our front yard.
Wow.
So we do, yeah. If you ask my husband, I catch more lures in the trees than I do fish.
Because that's a good brook trout stream.
Yes. My son can go up there and cast once or twice and catch a couple trout.
That's awesome, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. That's great. Hey, this...
Back to the zoo.
this Feast with the Beast is...
Can I borrow it sometime?
Not
maybe.
Okay.
It's been around... But 20, not for, how's that?
25th home? Year.
It's 25th year. Okay.
Yep, 25th year.
I remember when you
first
started that. Oh, God, that makes...
So it has changed, and I think that was one thing I wanted to mention this morning. The event has changed over the 25 years, because when it was first started, I believe by Judy Krawcheck, and her friends and family, there was a partnership with the Restaurant Association.
Yes.
And for many years, it was a co-sponsored partnership between the two organizations. So it was different then. Obviously, having the Restaurant Association behind it, they were able to leverage all of their restaurants and things to participate. Once they decided, I think that they kind of grew out of the event, they wanted to move on to something else, and the Zoological Society, we've been doing it on our own, it's changed a bit. I mean, it is harder for us to get people to participate. We don't have that same, kind of twist your arm as the Restaurant Association does. So it's still a very important event for us at the zoo to raise money for, what we do to support the zoo and the animals. And this is the 25th year. So it's still a great event.
Okay, well, let's just talk about the event. Feast with the Beast is you get something to eat and walk around and see all the animals.
Eat and drink. Yep. Different samples.
Hold off on that. We're going to get details and help people get tickets.
Right.
That's going to be coming up here in just a little bit.
That's a fun night.
Once again, I think it's fascinating what you guys do as far as, I know I'm getting the word wrong, but just nationally,
we'll think of the right word.
Okay, we'll think of the word. Con, what's the word?
Well, to think.
Hey, Con, you know what? Hey, Todd. Hey, Ken. Todd would know. Todd would know, Con. How does that make you feel?
Sorry.
Think about it. And you know what else he did yesterday? Broke 100. Just telling you. We got to set a quick break. Christine Schutze talking about a great fundraiser, new animals, and Feast with the Beast coming up at the NEW Zoo. Back after this.
...97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a pair of bills last week to pursue more nuclear power development in the state. One bill would provide $2 million to fund a study on potential locations for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear power production goals and organize a nuclear power summit in 2028. Upon signing the bills, Governor Evers said exploring nuclear power production is another way to lower carbon emissions and combat climate change while lowering energy costs for residents. The American Red Cross is asking all donors to give blood or platelets now to help keep the blood supply strong this summer. They're specifically looking for type O blood products. Now, this fun season adds challenges to keeping blood products on the shelves. Summer vacations and severe weather can have an impact on the ability to collect blood supplies and platelets. Scheduling and keeping donation appointments are crucial this month. See the story on our website for a list of blood donation opportunities throughout New Wisco. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sales season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for the 4th of July or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Despite mediocre reviews, Dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic Franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 78. And then we do have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activity, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women continue having problems accessing their health care. We're going to talk about that with Megan Kling. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
That Convoy is playing today. Wow.
You like it?
Is this on your, what do kids call it on your, when you got on your phone, your
playlist?
Yeah.
You kids.
We're at Christine Schutzing. All right, Christine, let's talk about, can we come up with the correct word, first of all?
Procreate.
Procreation, right?
Yes.
Like in the movie Joseph and the Amazing.
Nobody's seen that, but go ahead.
Okay, that has got to be.
Convoy, did you ever see that?
No. Donny Osmond was in it when it first came out.
I just want to say,
but it's been at St. Norbert. Mm. That's been at the Widener.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Joseph and the Amazing Technical Dream Coat. And it's all about the procreation.
And you say, you say 99% of animals only have.
Well, I didn't throw out a number. I didn't throw out a number, but yes, most animals procreate only to reproduce young.
Only have sex. Whereas some people.
That's just the line they use.
Yeah, they don't.
Hey, how you doing? You know what? I'm just trying to procreate for the species. Right.
John, maybe you weren't part of that survey then.
Hey, what's your name again there? Hey, Wendy, come on over here, man. Let's procreate.
I'm all about the species.
I'm doing it for the good of the species, the gene pool. You know what I mean?
How about
that's the only reason I'm doing
feast.
This.
Back to feast.
Yes.
Back to feast.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
When did we go to the date?
Yeah.
Monday. It's always the first Monday in August. So it is Monday, August 4th. Tickets are on sale on our website, on the zoo's website. You can get them in person at the zoo in the visitor center and save $5 a ticket. Or you can get them at two Capital Credit Union locations, the one in Howard and the one in Suamico, and also save $5 a ticket.
Is this your biggest event of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
The Society only does two events. We do this one and then a Sip and Safari event, of a little bit smaller wine event that we did in June.
That's really popular, too, though, right?
It did. It sold out this year.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
But lots of zoo events coming up. We do three conservation days. We did Giraffe Day in June. We have Party with the Penguins coming up on July 18th. We have accessible zip lining. Have you guys done the zip lining at the Adventure Park?
Personally, no. I did a story on it one time. A wonderful event. Bill Schrader, the old Packer wide receiver.
Yes, I heard about this.
Does the thing Kids with Cancer.
Yep.
And he does it. It's like a confidence course. And I'll be honest
with you.
I've done
it. It's great.
I was on top of those towers, and when they got the things that you, it's like, ha!
Yes.
I think I'll just stand here with the camera. And I was watching that zip line thing, and these kids would start screaming at first, and then they're like, oh, my God, that was so awesome.
Yes.
That is a really cool thing. I think more people need to know about that to get out there and take advantage of that.
Yeah, we're working on, it's been around for quite some time, but there's so many people that don't know about it.
Right.
But the cool thing that they've, I think this is the second year, but they do a couple days of accessible zipping. So if you have some type of disability that you can't get to the top of that tower to get on that zip line, they have this contraption that will get you up there, and you can experience a zip line.
That's awesome.
So they're doing three of those this year. There's another one of those coming up in July. And then have you guys been on our canopy tour?
No, yeah. I haven't done that.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're looking at me like.
No, I haven't.
So the canopy tour is the new walkway that goes above the zoo.
Okay.
That opened, I think, 4 years ago. And we open that a couple times a year at night, so they call them twilight canopy tours.
That's cool.
So that's coming up. Just
there's a lot of
always
events.
Yeah, lots of stuff coming up.
Well, see, go back to the Feast with the Beast once again, because this is a really popular event. I know
it's a popular event. It's important for our fundraising efforts to help the new zoo. Lots of samples this year, all of the beer, the craft beer samples that we're doing have something to do, their name or on the can is an animal.
Oh.
So we work with Dean Distributing on that, and we get all these very unique named craft beers for people to try. And this year I picked out all of ones that have something to do with an animal.
Cool.
Isn't that wine? Some kangaroo? There's a wine that's pretty popular, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's... We got that.
Yes, I know what you're talking
about. Okay, anyway, well, that's cool. So that's the kind of stuff you're going to have there.
Yes.
All right, and it's there's an admission, but once you get in there,
you can buy some food, try some wine,
and walk around and see the animals.
Yes.
All right, that's a fun event.
Yeah.
Great date night event, but
we have lots of groups that come.
But you have a lot of little kids there, though, for that,
No,
right?
You have to be 21 or over, because we're giving away alcohol.
That's what I thought.
So.
Okay.
We don't want all your, 9 and 10 year olds leaving.
Right. There's plenty of stuff for that. There's all plenty of stuff for 9 and 10 year olds. You have the trick or treat and all that stuff.
Event.
When you say the partying with the penguins, though, how does that work? Did you go right in there with penguins?
So a penguin actually will
be out. Friendly animals, or are they those kind that look really cute and cuddly, but if you mess with them, they get kind of a, you know what I mean?
We have 15 penguins. Every one of them has a different personality.
Ah.
So we have a couple that were hand raised. And those two are very friendly. They will come up to you. They like neck scratches or behind the ear scratches. They like to peck at your shoes or your shoelaces so they can try to get into trouble. There are others that is very difficult for them to interact with you. They want nothing to do with you. So it really depends on their personality. But at Party for the Penguins, you get to hear the keepers talk about them. You get inside kind of information, behind the scenes information. And then one of the penguins is kind of out it's a little fenced in area, but you can get right up close to the penguin and see it up close. And so
That's just an
entire day devoted to penguin education and conservation.
How cold do you have to keep it in the penguin thing?
Our penguins like warm weather.
Oh, they're those types. Okay.
Our penguins are from South Africa.
Okay.
Which actually there's a group of us from the zoo going there next month. To Cape Town to see the penguins in the wild.
No, why?
Yep. So one of our conservation trips that we started doing a couple of years ago. See, we had all sorts
of
stuff going on.
Awesome. That's a cool job.
It is a cool job.
Wow.
So, yep. Our penguins, if it's below about 35 degrees, we don't let our penguins outside.
I'll be damned.
See?
You're building a new digs for the penguins, aren't you?
We are going to enlarge it as part of our Renew the Zoo campaign.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's going to be more glass so we can see them?
An additional kind of room with
glass so we can see it in the winter.
Just the way they walk.
Right, yeah, they're just cool.
More room, so hopefully we can hatch some more penguins, have some baby penguins for people to look at.
Yeah.
If we're going to weigh the penguins or something, they can see the keepers working with them in this big glass window.
Fun.
Has there ever been an actor that portrayed an animal better than Burgess Meredith as the penguin in Batman? Remember that?
He was awesome.
He was perfect. If there was such a thing as a human penguin, it would be Burgess Meredith.
Everybody,
Batman.
But all that Frank Gorshin was great. Riddler, the guy who was the Joker. Those were great actors. It was such a campy show.
They were all huge, huge big name actors.
They were.
Yeah.
To get that in Batman.
Remember that?
Back to the penguin. She's too young.
All right.
No, I'm not too young. I just remember that.
Watch, no. Because Cesar Romero was the Joker.
Man. Yeah. He's a little weird.
Yeah. Frank Gorshin, very weird. I told you
that guy's my man.
My God.
Love Frank Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin is the worst guest I've ever had on a radio show.
That guy's hilarious.
Halfway through our interview, he goes, "Are we done yet? Can I go now?" Halfway through the interview.
He was, the Riddler, and he did stand-up comedy. He was really, really
funny. He didn't like you, John?
I think it was Nick. It was me and Nick.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I think he didn't like Nick. He liked me.
Yeah.
He didn't like Nick. Sure. Who was the other? The Eggman. No, Mr. Freeze was Vincent Price, wasn't it?
No.
So I think Vincent Price was one of them.
But the three were the Penguin.
Penguin, Riddler.
And the Joker. Those were the mainstays. Like
so who was Batman in this? Is this
Adam West. Adam West before.
So it was one of the original, before Michael Keaton and before.
Way before. He got kind of pushed out. And then when you went to Vegas, and you turn on your TV, it's like how to play blackjack. Adam West was teaching you. So they should treat him better. He was awesome. But all those guys had.
Iceman.
That wasn't that big.
Egghead. Joker, Riddler and Penguin were the five villains.
No, nobody, Iceman. That was not.
I want to say it was Vincent Price. It was a really.
Well, it could have been.
No, I know. You know what I think it was? Otto Preminger.
I've never heard of him.
Who?
Otto Preminger, one of the greatest actors and directors in movie history.
Ever. Whatever. So the July 18th is the Penguin Party.
Yes, Party for the Penguins.
And tell me about that. Like, I haven't been to that. Is it adults? Is it kids?
No, it's everybody. It's included with your admission to the zoo that day. So it's just a day where we, the keepers, couple of the keepers that are in charge of the penguins plan the day. And it's just really all about penguins. So you're going to get different keeper chats throughout the day talking about penguins. You can meet a penguin. There's penguin activities. You can get penguin tattoos on your face. I mean, just penguin everything.
Okay, so that's an enhancement to that day.
Yep.
Tell me about the cost of the zoo. Do you have that? Do you have the pricing of the zoo and family passes?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
It's very reasonable for a family to attend the zoo, and if you're going to more than once or twice, get an annual pass.
I know that. I just was wondering. I remember that, but my numbers would be very dated. So
yeah, I think it's maybe $14.50 an adult and a couple bucks less for a child.
Do you have any free days or any free hours?
The only time we do free days is when we have a sponsor. So Meijer, once a year, does on a Saturday morning, like the first 500 people free.
Okay.
That's because it's county owned. There's a lot of restrictions about the county giving away things for free.
But I'm just saying, at the Neville, the county residents are free on the first Wednesday of the month. Isn't that what she said? We had her in here. Something like that.
Yes.
The first Thursday.
So Wednesday nights, the last 2 hours, 4 to 6, it's half price. The county allows them to do that.
All right.
But so there are, you can watch and get some deals.
All right. I was just
deals.
Curious, for some people that would be,
yes,
that would be important to them. Mm-hmm. All right. But you're 7 days a week?
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
That's awesome.
Those animals have to be fed, taken care of. So the keepers are always there. Yeah. So if the keepers are there, we're open.
Is there anything, I don't know if you want to touch on your Renew the Zoo or whatever your campaign is going to be called, but are there any animals that you're kind of on the wish list on? Because I remember it took forever to get a giraffe out there. But then you guys did that and you did it very well. And those turtles were just awesome. There, that was Red Lewis. Who
we have a strategic plan, a master plan that was completed just before COVID. And there are some new animal species identified in there. Tigers are on that plan. Yeah. I think a sloth and a tropical building is on that plan. So we may get there. I think our first priority right now is renewing the zoo, fixing up things that are a little dated or tired or run down. People
kind of like Gemini?
Yeah, exactly. You guys would be the perfect
spokespeople
for this campaign.
Don't let this happen to you.
Yeah, so we're going to do that first.
Okay.
And then we will move on to what is our next larger project. Do we want to bring in some new animals? What makes the most sense? That type of thing.
It's not just the animal. It's the whole environment that they are in.
It is, and it's, do we need more keepers then?
Right.
If we bring in new species, and how do we support that staff? So it's always great to announce new animals, bring new animals in, bring more guests in, but there's so many things that then go with that. So it's quite the process.
The whole infrastructure, huh?
Yes.
Right.
So Renew the Zoo is first. We're going to spruce it up. We're going to renovate some things. And once we get that done, we'll figure out what's next.
So either Renew the Zoo right now, you're just looking at the lead gift list right now. That's what you're working. You haven't launched a campaign yet, have you?
No, we have not launched the campaign. Okay.
Well,
we are actually still in the process, believe it or not. This is taking a really long time. But with contractors, builders, getting quotes from them.
Tell me about it.
You know, we're waiting and waiting and waiting. So we are right now still in the process of getting quotes from people to do the things that we want to do so we can decide how much this campaign is going to total.
Christy,
keep up the good work.
NEW Zoo, Zoological Society, NEW Animals and Feast with the Beast. When's that coming up again?
August 4th.
Monday, August 4th.
Phenomenal. Get your tickets. It sells out, right?
We hope so.
All right. Thanks for being here. You're always fun.
Thanks, guys. It's always fun to be here.
Yes. Thank you.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Don't count sheep when you're on vacation. Pack your bags and get away to the Independence Stay Hotel Long-Term Suites in Marinette, Wisconsin. Offering short and long-term stays, the Independence Stay Hotel has the best lodging accommodations with delicious breakfasts daily, saltwater swimming pool and spa, workout facility, and much more. Furnished with amazing beds, flat-screen TVs, and climate control for a perfect night's rest. Book your room at IndependenceStay.com and stop counting sheep.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wrapping it up on a blustery Wednesday morning. Jim will be with
Connie Feldman.
You are
going to be chilling at, not chilling, you're going to have a lot of fun. It's not going to be
relaxing.
That's
tonight. Yep. And then I'll just come back tomorrow.
Tonight. Yep. Okay. It's your 50th. And then, no, Connie Feldman's going to be in.
She's great.
We have a good lineup. Sheriff's coming in tomorrow.
Oh, man, you're loaded.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be really busy. So
loaded.
About that.
Yes.
Con, I'm assuming you're going to be here, or just, you want me to run the board?
Wait a minute. Sure, yeah. 7 o'clock. Crepe Bistro and Cafe? They bringing in crepes?
Oh, remember we said that next time you come in? That guy with the Eiffel Tower next to his place on Broadway? Okay, we'll have to set a little aside for you.
You got that and you got Quick Trip coming in?
Yes.
Maybe Angus Beef Burgers?
That would be great. Cheeseburgers, though. I don't want
that's to unbelievable.
Cheese. If they're listening, cheese.
You know what? So I ate breakfast at Delilah's last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I always order the same thing. I was with Dennis from the Glam Band. We both had the pimento cheese omelet.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, I said, where do you get your pimento cheese? He said, we make our own. He wouldn't tell me how to do it. I was waiting. You know what I mean? Chef. I was hoping, oh, how in the world would somebody do that? Hint, hint. And he just kind of walked away.
Sometimes if I find something really, really good and can you get the recipe from the chef? Sometimes they give it to you, but I can see them offer not.
It, right. So I didn't push it. Yeah.
Yeah, they have good food there. I don't even,
How do you make pimento cheese?
Yeah, right.
Because your cheese that you make, and I'm not joking about that, that you bread with the hot dogs and the brats, that's fantastic cheese. Yeah. And you put like six different things in there?
Yes. Worcestershire sauce, mustard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And but I tell you, that recipe is not something I found online. That recipe, you know where I got that recipe from? Ezra. That chef at the, he used to work here at Hagemeister. And
that works for you guys.
For us now.
Oh, wow. And
so he's the one who made that recipe.
Ask him if he, is he still working for you guys?
Yeah,
ask him if he knows how to make pimento cheese.
I can do that. I'm going to be there.
That would be fantastic. I know it's a southern thing, pimento. Isn't South Carolina the pimento state? And I know at the Masters, I think that's the only type of sandwich you can buy is a pimento sandwich.
But that's Georgia, though, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, real southern.
Oh, I see down there. Okay, southern.
Type of thing.
Okay, that's borders North Carolina. Okay, okay, I got it. I'll ask him. I wrote it down. I will ask Ezra.
I think, you know what I think would be phenomenal? Pimento cheese spread on those hot dogs from Costco. I think that would be really good.
All right. I will. I'll look into that. That I can do that today. I have.
All right.
I'm going to go see him.
You actually
anyway.
Brought in better buns this time, too, didn't you?
I don't know. I but the bun, yeah, as my dad would say, the bun makes the burger.
It does.
But it's
I'm
important.
Not saying it makes the burger or the thing, but it can really detract from it.
I don't like too much bread.
I don't either.
That's,
I don't either.
And then they have those hot dogs are kind of like foot long. So, but if you get, sometimes they sell those like sub.
Yeah,
sandwich.
I don't want that.
No.
I don't
that's
want that.
That's all you're eating is bread.
Yes.
I don't pass.
Gary says here, would it be possible to get me John's email address? I'd like to talk to him about a veteran's donation. Gary, get a pen. Here we go, buddy. Here's my email.
It's not real private.
Nope. john.maino, the number 57 at yahoo.com. The number 57 in honor of Ken Bowman, the old Packer center.
Oh, it's in honor of the year you were
born.
No,
it's not, Jim.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
I'm sure, if you're going to pick
you've been picking on me all day.
If you're
going to
pick
hair,
on, if you're
going to whatever,
pick on a, if you're going to pick a number, really, you would pick Ken Bowman?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would think you would pick a quarterback or, okay, well, all right. Ken Bowman, that's. I bet a lot of people pick him.
Well, nobody does. That's why it's unique.
Okay.
I'm but the only person just, to pick Ken Bowman.
He was also born in 1957,
No,
too,
I wasn't. So you don't know that.
Well, you're going to your 50th reunion.
I graduate early.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
I was one of those accelerated kids.
I thought you went on the short bus you took.
I went as an accelerated student. I'm just saying. But, you know, another thing, though, too, about going to a reunion like that, I missed my goal.
Not by much.
More than I thought.
I bet there's a lot of people. When I sent out our notice for our 25th reunion, I said that. Get on a diet.
Let me tell you what I did. In my bathroom, upstairs here, on the mirror, took a bar of soap, and for the last month almost, I put the date and like what I'm at. The date and what I'm at. So I'm looking at it every day.
Yeah,
and it's like
good.
When people, they want to stop smoking. They
all that stuff.
Things, all that stuff.
Right.
I didn't even write it down today. I was so PO'd. So my goal was 207.
Yeah.
211.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you know why, though? I ate a lot of pickles last night. I ate a lot of pickles. A
little salt.
Yeah, I think I'm
a little water weight.
Water weight. I think I'm, what do you call it, bloated.
All right, so you're going, your reunion's tonight?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
Probably this.
You haven't thought about that? Oh, I would think people would, I would get something. I'd be styling.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I guarantee, I'd be these jeans for sure. I'm not even taking up a different pair of jeans. Be these jeans. Maybe I'll change shirts because I'm sweating a little bit.
You're wearing jeans to a reunion?
Yeah. I think everybody will be in jeans at a reunion.
Even the lunch lady?
Stop it. Stop that.
I would, hey, do me a favor. Would you take some
she
pictures?
She was one of our teachers.
Oh, okay. Take some pictures.
She was our advisor.
You're the teacher. She'd be old because she'd be in her 90s.
She was young. She was like a student teacher.
Oh. But she, okay.
Stop.
Well, anyway, bring some pictures. We want to see. And I will tell you, the pictures you showed me, I would have no reservation about going to that reunion because as much as I like to pick on you, you look like one of the younger people. So I think you should have a good time.
Thank you. We'll see how it goes.
I grab the mic. You're great.
They're not going to have a mic there.
It just say, look, what was the number one song? Google some of that
stuff. It's in the back room of the Eagles Club.
Make it into something. Say, God, thank God Mino showed up. This thing would have been a dud.
Wow. Hope they're not listening.
Anyway, have fun.
Convoy,
we'll see you Friday.
Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good show tomorrow.
That's been great.
I'll be back Friday morning if we're still going.
See ya.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, the Texas flooding has killed 110 people, but more than 170 remain unaccounted for. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville, Texas, and says recovery teams are committed to finding every person on the list.
I've been speaking with EMS officials who are telling me that they are going to scour every single inch of the Guadalupe River all the way down to its terminus at Canyon Lake. That's 125 river miles away. It's a process that could take months.
Three were killed in the vacation town of Ruidoso, New Mexico, on Tuesday, also from severe flooding. Russia sending more than 700 drones into Ukraine overnight, also firing 13 missiles into the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with Pope Leo today, suggesting the Vatican could host peace talks to end the war. Shake up in the world of Formula One. Red Bull letting team principal Christian Horner go. He has run the team for the last 20 years, which included championships. Red Bull struggled, however, over the past couple of seasons. This is ABC.